Blog Talk Radio.
People are watching, even though we
amen. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
You saw them great work.
We did some devotions. Yes.
Oh, that's what we were saying yesterday. We start with a song, then we go into the devotions.
I thought I was going to sing a song, then. I don't know.
Go ahead,
come on, everybody, it's time to start. You pray the Lord our God with all your heart. Every tongue and every race.
All
the
God
to
take your place.
Come on and praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord. Everybody, 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 praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Every morning in the house, on social media, online. Good morning from Care Church, Pastor Page, and the Care Church members. Thank you for joining us this morning. Come on in. Take a seat. So you want to do this morning online, get a cup of coffee, get your drink of choice, and come on in and join us this morning. Well, the word is delicious. The praise team is awesome. And the word comes from the man of God is the man, he's true, the man of God. So come on, everybody, let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So good morning, good morning, good morning again from Camp Church Incorporated. Now we're going to have our prayer by Ella Frigo.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne of grace on today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being in our presence on today, Lord. We ask that you lead us and guide us on today, Lord. We open up our hearts and our ears. We are receptive to receive your word on today.
Yes.
We bind and rebuke any work of the enemy. Try to keep us from doing what you got.
Thank you,
Lord. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God on today. From the time of the day to the song of the week.
Yes,
Lord. And Lord, let your anointing flow freely as it always is. And we just give you the glory and the praise, Lord. We want you to know, Lord, there is no God above you, none next to you, and there never will be. Hallelujah. You are the God of all gods, the King of all kings, Lord. And we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise on this morning. In your son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everyone, for the pre-votes. So now we have our scripture reading by Sister Aisha.
Amen.
Amen.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting.
Amen. Amen. You heard the word. Amen. Amen. Everlasting life in Jesus Christ. This morning, if you're not in him, I advise you to get in him. Amen. I'm not going to preach this morning. So now we're going to have Gracie come up and do a selection. Then I will be back.
Amen. Amen. On this morning, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's truly once again a blessing to be, hallelujah, in the house of the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. With two or more are gathered in my midst, Hallelujah. Amen. I've got it in my name. I will be in the midst. Glory to God. So we thank God for him being in the midst of this on today. Hallelujah. Those of you in attendance, those of you watching online, praise God. Hallelujah. We want the Son to just get up and just feel it on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're truly grateful this morning. Hallelujah. You know, so many laid down last night. Hallelujah. But didn't wake up this morning. Glory to God. But he did it for us one more time. Hallelujah. We need to be grateful. Hallelujah on this morning.
Ladies.
Grace, grace, grace.
glory to God.
Amen.
The ancient of days.
Amen.
That page.
Thank you.
New page. One and only lady. And everybody here. I'm truly grateful this morning. For so many things, I don't even know where to start.
Amen.
I don't even know where to start. And I'm not trying to say that I'm worthy of all these blessings, but I'm good, that's why I'm getting blessed. No. It ain't about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the love of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God, the purpose of God.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm thankful that the Lord is continually working with me, that I would go continually on the straight and narrow.
Amen.
Not turning to the left nor the right.
Right. Amen.
But walking on the straight and narrow.
Yes.
Focused on his name.
Yes.
I'm grateful and I'm thankful. I bless your holy name. And I'm so blessed to be in everyone's presence.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen. 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 Thank you for the wonderful testimony, Elder William. No, it's not his name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. The brother David said, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In the grace of God. Amen. Is there more testimonies in the house today?
Lord, and honor this morning and give him thanks for everything that he's done for me, everything he continues to do. And I do give him the glory and praise on this morning. I love the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He loves the Lord. Amen. Love the Lord. You know the Lord. You know the Lord. I love the Lord. Everybody here love the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's so good to be back in the house again amongst the saints of God. I know the house is full. Yeah, we prophesied those things. The house is full.
Amen.
It's full. So full we have to get on out of here. But it's full. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. You know, we're gonna be prophesying. It's full. It's full. Okay, any more testimonies? Then I guess we're going to sing another song. We're going to sing two songs. Then we're going to sit down and let the pastor come up and
Amen.
Give us the word. Amen. Come on, please, King.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the every praise is to our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We come together to let God know this
morning that
everybody is to our God.
Every praise
to our God.
I'm trying to pray. Praise God. Amen. Let's give everybody, just give the Lord a hand praise that you're thankful. We are thankful. We are thankful. Every day we are thankful for all that God has done for us. Amen. And one thing about it, I'm saying I'm not discouraged.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, any time we know Jesus, you don't have to be discouraged. You know you got hope.
Amen.
And hope make it not ashamed. And so I'm not ashamed of waiting on my hope. Amen. And regardless to how things are, how things look, I still got my confidence is not in the thing. My confidence is in God.
Amen.
And so we need to take hold of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and let our confidence be in him and not in what you see, but in what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we are walking in, what we believe, not what we see. Amen. Amen. Because seeing things can always cause you to get discouraged, and then you don't want to go home. It's because it don't look like what it ought to look like or what we think it ought to look like. But it is because God says it is. So I've got to hold on to the word and let the word be the truth and even let myself and my own thoughts, my own ideas, my own way, I have to allow that to be a lie. In order to accept the truth of God is what God says. And that's why we have to be people of faith regardless to the circumstance. I've got to let what God said be truth, even when it don't look good. Mm-hmm. And that is the way we're going to walk. People of faith walk. We walk by not what we see, but what we believe. It's all about what you can believe. Amen. If you believe that Jesus died and that he rose on the third day, then because of that fact, see, it's not just something, it's a fact that he died and rose on the third day. And because of the fact, I make my decision according to the facts that I receive from the word of God to say that he did. But it's not only the word that is the fact, it's the Holy Spirit had made unto you to be a fact to let you know that God is real and he's going to do what he said he's going to do. So praise God. So, Father, we just thank you this morning for all that you have done and the things you're going to do. I give praise. We give praise. We give thanks for the Holy Spirit that is among us. We give praise for the angel of your presence that is among us. And we believe it because you said it is. And because of what you said, we believe and we accept it in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I've sitting all night, you know, I've been up kind of late in the night, you know, trying to think and say, well, Lord, what am I going to say today? Well, what do I say today? You know, what can I say? What can I say, amen, that would uplift the people? Not just saying something just to be saying it,
mm-hmm.
but what can you say to uplift somebody, amen? Because a lot of times we have a lot of words that go out, but does those words uplift anyone? Does it change their mind about things? Does it cause them to see things different? And God has always wanted us to be able to see and understand things differently and that we might take hold of salvation, amen? And so I'm trying to think while I talk and while I try to wait to see what it is that God will say today something that might encourage you, amen, in this hour, in this time, because many people are being discouraged in this hour and this time because of the things that are going on in the world. Many people are turning their backs on God because of the enemy. I'm going to say it was the enemy that caused them to turn away from God, to start putting out untruths, you know, going the other direction. In other words, going instead of drawing people to God, they're having people to go away from God. See? And they're saying that things that God has said that is sin, they're saying it's okay now.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying nothing wrong with it. Amen.
Right.
And so they let us know we're going backwards rather than forward. And it seemed to be people who have all this great revelation are the ones who look like they're being deceived. It's the one with all the revelation.
Mm-hmm.
is the one who's in great status. They come back to change things because of who they think they have become. And the poor are the group that they have following them, and they're the ones that's changing things. And it seems like the enemy is using the ones who have all this status and drawing them away from the truth in order to promote their lives.
Amen. That's right.
So many lies are being promoted today by so-called great men with thousands of followers. And then you say, well, God, you know, they'll follow the crowd, but you're not following God. See, we got to be careful about following the crowd all the time because the crowd is not always right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The crowd is not always right. And just because you say, I've gained a crowd sometime that I must have it all together. But no, the devil has a crowd. Or we think that we have succeeded because of the crowd. Not that it was in the chain. And I always wonder sometimes, I say, well, Lord, you know, you already know certain things about certain people, and yet the crowd is around there. But birds of the feather flock together. They're looking for something. And then what they're looking for, they found it there, and they want another table to eat upon. And they're eating off a table that satisfies their flesh because everybody wants to be where the flesh is, not where something that's going to do them some good. Amen. Hallelujah. And so today I'd just like to go to the First Thessalonians. I think that's where I'm going today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I want to go there today because, you know, I see how so many people are in fear. So many people being discouraged because of fear. Fear has torment. And so we want people to be in fear. If you have accepted Jesus, why are you fearing? Well, why are you discouraged, you know, if you have accepted Jesus? And so when I'm looking at Thessalonians chapter 5, I think it started at verse 9 somewhere in that neighborhood. But when we look here, let me slow down and take my time today because we got some people that's been in fear. And the reason they was in fear, you know, some say that, you know, when you talk about hell, they get in fear. But the only somebody should be in fear when you talk about hell is those that don't know Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You shouldn't be having no panic attack or anxiety attack with fear if you know Jesus. And the only reason I found that people fear is when they're not doing what's right. Verse 9, let's read. I think it's verse 9. Let's see.
But God has not appointed us to wrath.
Yes, but God has not appointed us to wrath. Uh-huh.
But to attain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
And this is what God has appointed us to. Now, if God hasn't appointed us to his wrath, then what are we afraid of? Why are we in fear of something that God hasn't appointed us to? Amen. Now, if you don't have the appointment, you haven't been appointed yet, yes, maybe you need to be in fear. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need to be afraid if you don't haven't accepted Jesus. Maybe you're the one that needs to be in fear. But the people of God shouldn't be in fear because we know that what? He has not appointed us to his wrath. Amen.
Amen.
See, we find out the reason that people are in fear, people who sin, who continue to walk in sin, are those that are in fear. Mm-hmm. When you look at Adam was okay with God, and okay being in the presence of God until he sinned, then he got in fear. It's because of what he had done. And because of what he had done, he is from God because he was in fear. But now, because those who have accepted Jesus now,
we don't have to fear God anymore. We're not worried about God's destruction that comes against us anymore. So we should be always walking in confidence because what? We know Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Because we were chosen to obtain salvation through Jesus, even though through the fall now, you know, we fail. We fail, amen. And maybe that would have been the time to be in fear when, as long as you're in a fallen state, maybe you should be in fear because we know they say God is a consuming fire, amen, and that he will consume you. His fire will consume you. But why is it that the saints are falling away from God and turning away from God and walking in fear when you know that God has not appointed you to his will?
Amen.
Now see, because what? We have accepted Jesus. Jesus always wanted us to know that he is with us. Amen. And so being that he's with us, he has always manifested himself to us so we can have assurance, what? That he's with us, and then we don't have to be in fear of the wrath that's getting ready to take place. Amen.
Amen.
So everything you see coming upon the world today, it's not something that we should be in fear of.
Amen.
Saints of God shouldn't be in fear of the wrath of God. We say when Jesus comes back a second time, he's not coming back meek and meek like a lamb. He's coming back like a lion, amen. He's coming back because he's angry and he's coming back to bring destruction. But we know he's not coming back to destroy us, but he's coming back to save us. So why is it that the saints of God, amen, are walking in still in fear when they have accepted Jesus?
Amen.
Why are the saints, amen, in fear? Why are we here when we know that God is with us? Huh? And God will never leave us. And God will never forsake us. If God has promised us that he will never leave us, he will never forsake us, he will be with us even to the end. So even though when the end is coming, saints should not fear.
Amen.
We ought to be the one walking in confidence, knowing, having the surety that what? God is with us. Because of his word tells us that we shouldn't be in fear. And so the whole world is running around. Well, what are we going to do? Are we going to be in prayer? How are we going to eat? We're not in fear of that because we know that God is with us. Amen. I know that it's going to be a shortage. I know it's going to be a famine in the land. Yeah, and we know the famine coming, but we're not in fear because what? We know that God is going to take care of us because we know who we are in Christ Jesus. We are the children of God, and God is going to take care of his children. So why are so many people in fear? It's normally when we're in fear, when people are in fear, they normally rebel. Normally when we don't feel like somebody cares about us, we rebel against them. When we feel that somebody don't love us, we really rebel against them. And so today, why are we rebelling against God and turning this against God? When we know God love is sure. God love. He has promised us love and said that his love would endure forever, amen. He's a God with an everlasting love. So why is it that we fear? Why is it that we turn our back on God and we go and do something else when we're supposed to be, amen, giving glory to God, amen, giving honor to God, giving praise to God. We are here to manifest God's glory, manifest God's praise. And we should be manifesting God rather than to be in fear because fear manifests the enemy rather than manifesting God. So, but people, he's letting us know that we shouldn't be worried about this thing that's happening, the thing that's coming upon the world. The saints of God shouldn't be worried of what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink and what you're going to put on and how you're going to make it. Amen. We shouldn't be afraid of the thing that's going upon the world because we have a sure covenant, a sure promise. Whenever you got a sure promise, amen, it means it is something that can't be broken or won't be broken. We have a covenant with God.
Amen.
And so he has not appointed us to wrath, but what? To obtain salvation through what?
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What else?
Who died for us.
Who died for us. Now, when we talk about a manifestation of something, see, God is an unseen God, but because he's unseen, he manifests himself.
Mm-hmm.
See, he's a God that is manifested. He's not a God that's seen.
Amen.
He's a God of manifestation, amen. And being that he manifests himself, he makes himself known in a certain way. He makes it so real that you can't deny it.
Mm-hmm.
He makes it obvious, amen, when we talk about manifestation, amen. Mm-hmm. He makes it obvious. He makes it where you can't deny.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the reason they can't deny Jesus is because God manifests himself.
Mm-hmm.
He made it so plain where that they say even a fool couldn't miss it, amen, praise God. Because, you see, it was through the manifestation that God was showing himself to a man so that the world would have something to see because men didn't understand love.
Mm-hmm.
Men didn't understand God. They had never seen God. So God said, rather than anything else, I'm going to manifest myself to you. I'm going to make myself known to you. I'm going to reveal myself to you. Amen. And this was the man of Jesus was the manifestation of God's love. And he made it real enough well that all that saw it or all that heard it, amen, they couldn't deny it. It made it undeniable. So that man wouldn't what? So that you wouldn't have to be in fear.
Yeah,
amen. And he was trying to get rid of the fear because the reason man was staying away from God because anything that you are afraid of, you don't get close to. And because you don't get close to it, God wants us to get close to him. But I'm not going to get close to you if I'm afraid of you, or scared of you, amen? Hey, you think I'm going to be hugging you when I'm afraid of you? No. If I believe that you're going to kill me, I can't get close to you if I believe you're going to kill me, if you want to destroy me. And man had it speaking that way, and the reason they turned and went the way that they went is because they were thinking that if I get close to God, he's going to kill me. But Jesus comes to show you God's love, to manifest God's love unto you, so that you can know that God's love is real. And I will show you, he said, I want to show you what God's love is. So he manifested, God manifested himself.
Hallelujah.
So that you could see his love in action. Hallelujah. Amen. So that you wouldn't have no reason to fear him. You should always reverence your father, but you don't have to be shaking in your boots to approach him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the difference right there. Amen.
Yes,
you see, we think that because if brother was my father, amen, I will have to always respect him. Amen. I have to always honor him. But I won't be shaking in my boots to approach him. You see, what has happened, sometimes we have people who are afraid of God, that the people are afraid to approach him. Sometimes we have the sinner afraid to approach God.
Yeah.
When going to church, I'm going into a ball of clay.
Yeah.
So he had to manifest. What else is it? He said he has a...
Whether
we die or awake. So here is comfort here.
We shall live together with him.
We shall live together with him, whether asleep or whether we're awake, whether alive or whether we're dead. See, when we still have hope, see, our hope don't just stop here, amen. Our hope continue on. See, the only thing that the world has to hope for, they only have hope in this life. And if only you got hope for this life, you become a miserable person.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because sometimes the things that you desire, you accomplish those things. And once you accomplish those things in this life, then you don't have nothing else to live for. Your life becomes empty. You're like an empty wagon and making a lot of noise because you don't have anything to live for. It's because everything that you hope for, you got it on this side, amen. But our hope goes beyond. We have a heavenly hope, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. When I say a heavenly hope, you know, I know everybody said, well, we're going up yonder, amen. But God said, heaven is my throne, but I gave the earth to man, and this is where you started at, and this is where you're going to end at, amen. That is why I'm going to make a new heaven and a new earth, because I'm going to still put you down here.
Amen.
And so he's letting us know here, amen, that this should be our confidence. That we have to be confident people who are confident in Jesus. Saints should be confident in Jesus. That whatever they ask in his name, he's going to do because what? He loves them, amen. They should be confident. You know, like you said earlier, she was talking about Paul thorn in his flesh. She says, my grace is sufficient for you, amen. When you can realize his grace is sufficient, then I can go through things. Yeah, I'm going to bear some pains. I'm going to bear some burdens. I'm going to go through some things. I'm going to have some problems. I'm going to have some trouble. But yet I still got hope in God because God still left me here. He could have allowed you to die. He could have allowed you to die. You could have been going in your grave. But because of his grace, you're still here. And so you should appreciate the grace of God, that God has enough grace just to keep you here. And he made the same where I can bear it.
Yeah. Amen.
He made it where you can bear it, where you can put up with it, amen, where you can deal with it, amen. Or what if it was so bad that you couldn't deal with it? God always makes it look real here, amen. Hallelujah. And so to obtain salvation, amen, so that we can have confidence, so that we don't have to turn our backs on God, even though we fall short. We all fall short. No matter who you are and what you are and who, how holy and how, whatever you want to think you are, you fall short too. Every day, you fall short. And so it's always by grace that you are saved. What? It's the love of God, the reason you are saved. It's the gift of God. And so, therefore, my confidence is not in how good I am. I'm glad that I don't have to live by my own confidence or how good I live. I want to live my best now. I want to do everything that is right in God's sight. I want to please God. But I already know there are some things that come out even though I don't intend for them to come out. So if my confidence was in myself, then I know I failed already.
Lord, I know.
See, this is why people have to put confidence in God. You can't put confidence in religion. Mm-hmm. You can't put confidence in people. Nobody. You can't trust nobody. But you can trust the word, amen. But that's one thing you can have confidence that's in God's word. And so that's why he gave us his word, so that we can hold on to his word and read in his word. You see, you can thrive no matter where you are. Sometimes people, you know, like sometimes, I won't come be, you know, because the way it is. But where you going to go, you're going to find something perfect. But where's the perfect church at? You can't be a perfect church because you're not perfect. You're the church,
amen.
And if you know you ain't perfect, if you go inside the building can't be perfect because you're not perfect.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
That's when you don't find something wrong. If you're looking for something wrong, you're going to find it.
Amen.
But can I find Jesus is where I am, wherever I go? I'm going to look for Jesus there, amen. I'm not going to be looking for the bad, but I'm going to be looking for what's good, amen. And because of my confidence, what? In him, amen. Because I know he'll keep me no matter where I am, amen. I know he'll raise me up and cause me to be whoever it is that he wants me to be, even in the midst of a bad circumstance. Look at Samuel. Samuel was raised up in a month of lions. He was fat. He was fleshly. He was a fleshly man. He couldn't see good. But yet God was able to talk to him. Sitting right there among that man. That man taught him how to hear from God.
He sure did.
Hallelujah. Huh? Eli taught Samuel how to hear from God. But his confidence really wasn't in Eli now.
Right.
That his confidence moved from hearing from Eli is confidence moved from hearing God. You see, what we got to really do, we got to move from having confidence in people and move to hearing God for yourself, amen. But it's all right, because iron sharpens iron. We still need to be together to sharpen one another because of my confidence in God, that God will keep me regardless of where I am. Daniel was down in, they were down in Babylon, but God kept him in Babylon, amen. And it makes me, you know, I get so upset here sometimes, amen. I get so upset, you know, people say, well, I told them I read another version. Ah! I said, you read the science book, D. Who wrote the science book? Mm-hmm. You read that? That novel you was reading the other day, you read that? I don't care whether it was Outdoors. The Outdoors magazine, you read that, didn't you, amen? You read the newspaper, amen. But just because you get a book that you want to read to try to enlighten God, we're going to try to do something different with it. Come on, I'm talking about confidence, the reason we have confidence. He said, wherefore, what? Comfort yourselves together and build up one another. See, that's what we got to be doing. We got to be building up each other. Because if you don't build me up, brother, and I don't build you up, then well, neither one of us don't make it. So we ain't going nowhere. If you don't help me up, how am I going to get up? If I help you up, you help me up. If two is better than one, you know, if two can agree, if such and anything that we ask, we can do it. What? We can do it in the name of Jesus. We are supposed to be helping one to another, amen. Not looking at what went on and what happened over there and what went on over here. We're looking at what's going on in God, because I realize that I'm here to give God glory.
Amen.
First John 4:18, I believe, where is that? Can I read that out? Y'all don't mind me reading out of another book for you. you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And because when I read it out of this, it kind of made me to understand something, to talk about our confidence that we have in Jesus, amen. Confidence in what? In his love. That's where you're supposed to stand, in God's love. Not in your action, not in what you do, but in what Jesus did for us. And as long as you can hold on to that, man, you got something to hold on to. Because if I'm going to have faith, I'm going to have faith in his love. See, that's where my confidence is. My confidence is in God's love. You know that he loves you.
Yes,
he manifested. He said he loves you. Him dying on the cross, amen, was a manifestation of God's love for you. And if God allowed the one and only that was like him, amen, if he allowed him to die for us, don't you think he's going to give up all things?
Amen.
So why should I be worried? Why should I be in fear of not making it, amen? I used to worry about that. I don't even think about that no more. I sleep so sound and good, I'm going to be snoring. And all the time I do, I'll be fighting the devil in my sleep, baby. And that's about the only thing Dex I'll be doing. I'll be fighting the devil in my sleep. But other than that, I don't know why I'll be fighting the devil. Amen. I'm still sleeping as far as I know it, amen. Because my confidence is not in myself to make it. Thanks to God, I've got to get our confidence. And well, I know you messed up, amen, but your confidence ain't in your mess up. I'm going to repent. Lord, forgive me of that. And my confidence is in his love, that even when I messed up, he still loves me.
Amen.
Even when your son messed up, he still loves him. He might go to prison, might get put in jail. You still going to love him. You don't change your love by somebody because they messed up. If you do that with your child, how much so would God do for us?
Come on,
if you would do that now, and how can we think more little of God than we think of ourselves?
Amen.
Come on, I got confidence in his love. I don't have no confidence in my words. Because if I have confidence in my works, I have confidence in my flesh. Mm-hmm. That's what Paul said. Having no confidence in the flesh. I lay aside everything. Yeah. that I might win Christ, not who I am in the flesh. But see, that's what a lot of people got their confidence in the flesh. Amen. Well, I'm black, you know. Okay, you're black. So what? You're white, so what? Well, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. So what? I am too. I'm a Hebrew. But my confidence is not that I'm Abraham's seed. That used to be. But now, see, it's something different now. My confidence is not in my color. My confidence is not in my race. My confidence is in God's will.
Amen. That's good. That's good.
You know what I'm
saying?
Are you with me? See, everybody had confidence in everything, but they didn't have confidence in God's love. And that's where a lot of people are missing it. They have confidence in themselves because of what race they came. And when we look at the scriptures, that there's neither male nor female, Jew nor Greek, bond nor free. It's not talking about it. You're still a man, ain't you? You're still a male, ain't you?
Amen.
You still a woman? Wait a minute. We done took that scripture out of context. We done made the scripture say something that it didn't say, amen. And what God is talking about, he that is in you is neither male nor female. But he that is in you has no race, amen. Mm-hmm. He that is in you is neither Jew nor Greek or born nor free, amen. And it's not talking about your outward man, because your outward man is still here until your outward man leaves here. You're still male and female. And so therefore your confidence has to be in God. It can't be in yourself, because you know you're never going to make 100. I'm not saying it can't be God. It's been done before. Jesus did it, amen. And I don't know whether he did 100 to get out of here. And I don't know if Elijah did 100. I know Elijah did do 100 to get out of here.
Oh, no, not
at all. He was complaining. He was a complainer.
Oh.
When Jezebel rolled up, he stole the money. He got in the field.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't 100%. Come on, now, you get what I'm trying to say. He wasn't 100%. Amen. And so, therefore, we can't have no confidence in ourselves, but we have to have your confidence that's got to be built in the love of God. And if you know God loves you and you love God, amen, then you can have confidence of the resurrection.
Amen.
Let me see, 4:18. Let me see, I think it's 4:18. Let me see. He said, it's got verse 17 here. He said, God is love. When we take up a permanent residence in the love, when we take up permanent residence, this is a Message translation, amen, and so that y'all don't think I went off somewhere, amen. For God is love, when we take up permanent residence in the life of love. Where we take our residence, I'm supposed to live in God's love. That's where you reside. Everybody that resides in God resides in love. That's where my confidence is built, on the love of God. He loves me. I don't need to get a 4-leaf clove or a 5-leaf clove, or however you describe it. He loves me. He loves me now. He loves me. He loves me now. You don't need to do that anymore. See, that's where faith comes in at. Amen. You don't need to play with it. Your faith comes in knowing. Till by how we know, this is how we know that God loves us, because what? He gave us his son. So he says right here, we take our residence in love. That means I'm living in love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Live in the love of God. Then you don't have to be in fear. Because if you're tormented, fear has tormented, and your torment, the reason you got anxiety is that is because you're not in the love of God. Because the enemy is tormenting you about destruction. The enemy is tormenting you about, what's that other word I want to use here? But when he, fear has torment.
Torture.
Yeah, you're being tortured through fear of what could happen or what might happen.
It may happen.
It's not that it has happened, but you're afraid of what's going to happen, amen. And even though it hasn't taken place yet, and the
enemy got you so much in fear that you just tormenting about things that ain't just this. And you the one trying to make it come to pass. He'll get you to do something to make what you thinking come to pass.
That's right.
Yeah. Make you kill yourself. And then you say, well, God killed me. No, you killed yourself, too. You went off on the beach and on your own because of the way you were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You did it because of the way you were thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
You weren't thinking right about God.
Right.
Hmm?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. See, that's where the problem is. And the reason I'm talking about love today, to get you in the love of God, is because you got to start thinking right about God.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not thinking correctly about God, the enemy will make
mm-hmm.
the enemy will make you give up and turn around, because he's always going to bring you a negative thought, amen. He's always going to tell you something that is not.
Mm-hmm.
He's a liar. He's always going to lie to you. Oh, you know, God, you really killed your child. Child, you know how we say it too. You went to hell. And so what are we doing? We put them in fear. That's tormenting them. They're tormented because of the punishment.
That ain't
even
good.
Oh, Lord, Albert. Am I right about it?
Right.
But what is it that you, the other punishment that the enemy used is death.
Yeah.
People are tormented about that. That's why they have sleep this night. That's why the wicked can't sleep. The reason the wicked can't sleep, he's done so much dirt. He's thinking that what he did, he already know it could boomerang and come back to him. So he can't sleep that night because his conscience is tormenting him. See, when we do wrong after that you know that it's wrong, amen, your conscience is going to bother you, and it's going to torment until you get it right. The only thing is asking you to correct it.
Yeah.
The only thing you say is repent. Get it right. God will forgive you of it. But you're being tormented. You're tormenting yourself because you know something ain't right. That's why I talk about I got the vow in my love, amen, because otherwise I'm going to be afraid of punishment. We're worried about God's wrath. And the more rebellion you come because of wrath, that's why we sin. Sin is an act of rebellion because we don't feel love or we don't know love. We don't like each other sometimes because, well, you don't like me, and you don't love me. So God said, love your enemy. If you want to overcome that, start loving the person that don't love you. Start doing good to the people that don't give you your life.
Mm-hmm.
He said that is how you overcome things, amen. Then you get to see something. God will manifest. Because when you let love out, love will manifest itself. When you sow love will be manifested back to you. See, it's all about manifestation, amen. If we're going to be the people, let me get to it. Amen. Amen. So we live in God and God lives in us. Do we know God is in us? See, he manifested that. He manifested his love. When he gave you the Holy Spirit for the manifestation of his love, John said, hereby we know that he loved us because he gave us his Spirit. Mm-hmm. And he made it known so well to you that you can't deny it.
Yeah.
You know you got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yet we allow the enemy to come against what we know that took place in our life and change us and have us to go to different areas.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
what's happening to the world today. Even though they know what they're saying is not right. Well, there ain't no scriptures in the Bible to say having sex before marriage is wrong. Really? 1 Corinthians 7, let a man have his own wife so that he don't fornicate. That's close enough.
That's close enough.
Have your own wife. Because if you were doing it with her, she wasn't your wife, that's fornication.
Right.
So
Amen.
See, you got to be grounded. I think Paul said in Ephesians 4, we got to be grounded and rooted in love. Be grounded and be rooted in God's love, knowing that God loves you of a truth, amen. Regardless, amen, he loves you, amen. So I'm going to take my stand in God's love so that I don't be in torment and I won't get into fear. And not worry about what's going to take place, what's going to happen. That no matter what goes on, no matter how many wars we get in, no matter how many nuclear bombs come, amen, I'm not going to be in fear, amen. No matter how much trouble goes on in the world, I'm not going to be in fear because my confidence is in his love. Let me see, 4:18. He said the way love has to run, this way love has to run in the house. Be at home and mature in us so that we free of worry on judgment day. So you can be free of worry on judgment day. Now, you see, the only thing that's going to get you on judgment day is your conscience. Now, sometimes if the conscience in your guide, you can't always let your conscience in your guide because your conscience can be wrong sometimes.
Yep.
But let the word of God be, let God be true. And let your conscience be a lie. Because your conscience can be, the conscience can be against you. Because your conscience, you can be conscious of the law. And the law will be judging you. And when grace has set you free from the law of sin under death. So you got to be careful about your conscience judging you. Because we are not under the law of sin and death anymore. God ruled us under the law. So that your conscience won't judge you for the sin you do. So you can be free in Christ.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to be rooted and grounded in love because love overcomes multitudes of fault, multitudes of sin. Yes. And even when your conscience body, love will overcome a man's conscience. Yes. Thank you, 1 Peter 2:24, somewhere in there. He said, even now when you're baptized, baptism do now save us,
mm-hmm.
not to put away for the sins of the flesh, but to answer a good conscience toward God.
Mm-hmm.
So my conscience will be relieved. Your conscience should be relieved when you're baptized because you say, now I am dead to myself.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And I live under Christ. Amen. The old man is dead, so I can say the old man, even though I might slap him and he still might see. You see if I have some pain, but you're dead for it. I'm just waiting on you to fall off. See, just because somebody died, their body don't rot right away. So your flesh is dead. It just hasn't fell off yet.
Oh, hallelujah.
Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. We are dead to sin, amen. And we are alive under Christ. And when you're dead to sin, we're just waiting on the old flesh to fall off. This is what Jesus is coming back for. He's coming back to give us a new body, amen. So that the old man can disappear, amen. So that he won't be no more. But not only just the old man, the idle man of the flesh, he's talking about the old man. Our biggest problem is the mind. The world is not the way it is because the world is wrong. The world is where it is because the man does wrong. Everything that's happening in the world is not a result of the earth doing anything. It's a result of what man is doing. all the things that's being propagated, everything that you see going on out there now is a result of the fall of man.
That's right.
We blame it on the devil, okay? But it's really the thoughts. See, we don't realize that the mind has power.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me call it the spirit. I don't know whether they call it the spirit, call it your mind, or call it your soul. So if I say mind, you can thank spirit, amen. So the Lord needed y'all write me another letter about it. That's about what the way I feel. So I'm trying to explain it the best way I know how.
Right.
How that the power is here.
Thank you.
The power.
Yeah,
is here.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is why he said it. Don't let what comes out of your mouth. Amen. Because it has life in it. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And what comes off the tongue, we're going to say it comes from the heart. Let me make that say it. It comes from the heart. And so what is being spoken into the world, the reason everything is going on in the world the way it's going on, because somebody is speaking.
Yes.
And the heart is weak.
That's why it's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think of. You see, one thing about it we have to realize, I got to quit. One thing we realize that when God talks about the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
the kingdom of God is where?
It's
there. Mm-hmm. So if Jesus resides in the kingdom, I mean, if he's in heaven, if he really, what heaven is he in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what he said, well, the kingdom of God is within you. Don't go out there looking for him over there somewhere. Don't go looking there. But for the kingdom is in you. So if the kingdom is in, the ruling power and the throne and the authority of God sits in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why? Because the kingdom is in us. So when he went away, and said he was coming back again, and everybody sat there watching him go up. Just because he went up, they saw him go up in the cloud. But why is he going up the cloud then when he came into us? When he said, when I go away and I'm coming back again, amen, and you, I receive you unto myself, when he came back and he got in us, he's in us. He's in the heart of man. So we keep thinking on the outside of it and wonder why is it? No, he said the kingdom sits in you. He said the kingdom doesn't come with observation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's coming in the cloud and your eyes don't see him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he's going to see?
Yeah,
he's going to see it in us. Because what? There has to be a manifestation of the Son of God. Romans chapter 8. A manifestation. See, he's got to manifest his love in us because he manifests his love in Jesus and he showed Jesus love by manifesting himself in Jesus, amen. He manifests his love in Jesus, or through Jesus. So God was in the flesh. He manifested the flesh, was manifesting what was in him. And the flesh was manifesting God in flesh, being manifesting God in the flesh. So God said, if you stay in my love and walk in my love, I'm going to manifest myself in you. I'm going to manifest the Son of God in you. Romans chapter 8, 26. We're waiting on the manifestation of the Son of God. And the reason we're waiting on the manifestation is that the same Jesus that went away is coming back. Well, where is he coming back? He's coming back in us. How can we be the body of Christ if he's not in us? See, we got to stop. Look at how much God loved us. That he wanted to manifest himself in us. He created us to manifest himself in us. But we got out of love with God. And we got in fear of God. And we turned our back on God for fear of God. And then we went hungry and running after other things. If you want to have confidence today, your confidence has got to be in the love of God.
Amen.
You can't put it in anything else.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
God loves you. I don't care who you are. Amen. I don't care how bad what you have done. I don't care if you've been gay. He loves you. And he wants to manifest himself in you. In other words,
He wants people to see what he can do to you.
Hallelujah.
He wants to take you, especially you gay people, a legacy. He wants to take you and turn your life around and manifest himself in you so that the whole world can see how he can take somebody like you and turn them into a saint. That manifestation, amen. In other words, he wants to manifest the power of God. The change that God put in you, that is the manifestation of God. Because God manifests himself through works. And whatever he do, he works. And he's seen how, that's why James would say, the only way he can be seen is through your works.
Yeah.
So, because see, a mirror, when you take a mirror, you look in the mirror, it's a reflection of you. Your life is the reflection of what's on the inside of you. It mirrors you. When we said, when you look into the man's eyes, you can see, amen, that something is there. And even though he looks happy, and even though he looks like everything is all right, and even though he looks like everything is all right, but his eyes still distort it. And so if that's you, amen, I don't care if you're less than, I don't care if you're the biggest pimp. We don't care here in Kell Church, amen, who you are and what you are. God can manifest himself in you. He can change your life. He can make your life better. And you don't have to be rebellious. See, anytime there's no law, why rebel? What you going to be rebelling against? See, the law creates rebellion. If there's no law there, you can't, what you going to rebel against? Law has no law against you that you go on. You have a reason to rebel? I ain't trying to tell you what to do. You got a reason to rebel at this thing? When everything is in order, it don't need no law. A law only comes to bring, put that word to you back there, sister. The law comes to bring order. And if you're out of order, that's the only reason you need a law.
Right.
Now, on your job, I don't know if y'all got any laws up there. Y'all just do what y'all supposed to do. They don't even bother. They don't come around here. As long as you do what you're supposed to do, you ain't going to see the boss man. They ain't coming around. Hey, how you doing? See y'all later. Amen. Now, if you don't get what to do, they put signs up, clean the toilet three times a day. Because now I got to set some order. Don't you be coming in at this time. But as long as you're doing what you're supposed to do, you don't need the law.
Amen.
So Jesus said, if you love me and I love you, you don't need no law. If you love your brother, you don't need no law. Because if you love your brother, you're not going to do all the other things to your brother.
Right.
If you love him,
exactly.
You ain't going to steal from him, you ain't going to cheat, you ain't going to be covering him, you ain't going to murder, you're not going to break none of God's law if you just follow the law of love. That's the law you need.
Amen.
Right? You ain't gonna cheat on your wife, you ain't gonna commit adultery. It's because you love her. Not only that you love her, but you love God. And as long as you follow that law, all the other laws, you don't need them. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. All of them, you don't need all of that. And so what God did, he said, look, I move all of those laws out of your way. I'm gonna give you the law of love.
Yeah.
To love God and love your neighbor as yourself. It's the greatest commandment. And if you fulfill these two commandments, there's no need for the rest of them.
Right.
Is there somebody want to be saved today? The Bible tells us to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Can you reject it? What he says to do? That was you ain't saying because you did that. Wait a minute. Was that what the word said?
That's what it said.
Did he make it simple? To believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You can be saved. Simple. If you believe, then he said, then I'll give you the Holy Spirit as a witness of my love for you. See, we think the Holy Spirit comes, we think we get the Holy Spirit to be saved.
You don't get the Holy Spirit to be saved. You get the Holy Spirit because you are saved.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You don't get the Holy Spirit because to believe. And see, that's been our problem for so long. We've been trying to get the Holy Spirit so we can believe. But we want to see signs so that we can believe. And Jesus said,
that's like
the wicked.
The wicked of adulterous generation.
Need a sign. And sign follow. Not look for the sign first. And so all you got to do is make a confession, amen. And then that word that you spoke, if that word is true in your heart, then those signs, these signs will follow them that believe. And so you start with a confession. And one of the things he said we must confess, we must believe, Father, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died for my sin and that he rose on the third day. And I thank you for the forgiveness of sin by the blood that was shed upon the cross. And Father God, I ask you to come into my heart and live with me and direct me. I yield myself to you. And I give thanks for it in Jesus' name. It can be so simple. If you did that today, put your name up on it. If you did that, put your name on the list. If you did that, put your name on the list. If you did that online, put your name on the list. And I thank all of y'all for tuning in. Let us finish that quick. We're going to get ready before we go here. Amen. Don't forget about tithes and offering. Amen. To place it on with forget. We don't ask for the way we do things here, we don't bid nobody for money. If you don't give out of your heart, keep it in your pocket. That's our goal line. Keep it in your pocket. Give because God led you to give. I'm not going to even say how much, but you give according to how God has given you to give back. And so you can send it to calefchurchmedia@gmail.com, or you can send it to Cash App or PayPal of Zelle, calefchurchmedia@gmail.com, PayPal, Cash App, or Zelle. And we would appreciate that you give, because whatever you give will boomerang. Amen.
Amen.
So, Father God, thank you for the word. And, Lord, we rest in your love. And I thank you for the love that you have bestowed upon us, that we can have confidence that in that day of judgment, Lord, we will be saved. And I thank you, Lord, for your salvation that we have and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we give praise as we dismiss in Jesus' name. Everybody just say,
Amen.
God bless you, Brother Brian. Anything you want to say, Brother Brian?
When you're talking about conscience and mind, you know, Pastor, when that conscience that you do, if you don't do somebody wrong, that conscience will tell you about it. You know, I just like the way you pronounce the word. I just like the way you put the word. I want God to be with you and your family because I love you and I always love you. So let's keep up the good work and God bless you.
Well, thank you, Brother Brian. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else online? Amen. If no one else there, God bless y'all. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And may the Lord cause his light to shine upon you and may he give you rest. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want to tell y'all, thank y'all. Help us so much, free votes. We appreciate you. Holding everything down, keeping everything going. Amen. I didn't hear from Bailey this week.
You are the last party in the conference.